This is from Sankarsan Chaitanya Das. From some source, I came to know that after liberation, Jiva gets spiritual body in which he, she or it develops spiritual mind, intelligence and ego, which is in pure, uncontaminated and fully favorable to serve Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Can I get Shastri Praman on this, as somebody asked me to provide cross-reference?
It's not that you just, you're in the material world and all of a sudden you jump into the spiritual world. That consciousness of serving, what does that mean, that pure mind, intelligence and false ego? That means the attitude to serve Krishna. So that is developed here in this world. When one is fit to enter the spiritual world, when one's antakaran, the inner senses, you could, or the inner controlling sense or attitude is fully purified, then you are qualified to enter the spiritual world and attain your own spiritual form. It's not that one gets us, when we say we have a spiritual body in the spiritual world, it's not exactly like the material body, which is a covering, but the spiritual body is our actual self. So Bhagavatam states, Muktir hitvanyata rupam swarupena vyavastitihi, that mukti means to give up these false forms and to attain our own pure natural form in the spiritual world, where we may talk of spiritual mind, intelligence and ego, but it's the body, the self, the mind, it's all, you may speak like that, but it's all one entity in the spiritual world, because the whole self is fully Krishnamai. For Pramans, well, I'm driving along right now to search them out. Would be a little difficult. You'll probably find if you dig around in Vishwanath Chakravarti's Bhagavatam commentaries, Laghu Bhagavatamrita of Rupa Goswami, there'll probably be something there. But try to understand the principle, first of all, that the point that we attain our spiritual body in the spiritual world is made repeatedly in Prabhupada's books. Understanding the principle is more important than digging out some references. This is the basic principle of our spiritual life, isn't it? That we leave this material world, we go to the spiritual world. If we think that what do we think we're going to be doing there? Floating in some light? Spiritual world means the place where we serve Krishna. So that means with a fully purified consciousness, which means the consciousness of serving Krishna. So that is Krishna consciousness, where mind, intelligence, self, our whole being is fully absorbed in Krishna, serving Krishna.